It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Starring Killer Carbideum.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. We are on week six. 6 weeks strong again. Six more episodes than old school thought we were ever going to do.
Yeah, a year more than I thought you were ever going to do.
So joining me as per usual, we have, as you've already heard his voice, I'm being nice tonight, Mr. Old School.
Yeah, a little bit lackluster. I thought what you said last week, and I'm like, not a huge fan of aneurysms, so we're going to keep it simple.
Okay, and our brother to the south, Mr. Heavyset.
Depending on when you post this, we are about 10 or 11 days away from the Pro Football Hall of Fame game.
American Pro Football Hall of Fame game. Just want to put that
out. Is Doug Flutie playing in it this year, Heavy?
I mean, if Canadian players were really good, they would wind up in the NFL.
How about Tracy Ham? Is he playing this year, Heavy?
Yeah. Speaking of Doug Flutie, he was named the all-time Argonaut this week.
That is an awesome segue because I had no idea you were going to mention it.
All-time Argonaut.
But wasn't he mostly a Stampeder?
Nope.
Yeah, like it was him. He was the big quarterback for the Stampeders, and it was Jeff Garcia was, I remember those two were like the big back-to-back kind of, that's what Calgary did so well.
Jeff Garcia, I don't think, won a Grey Cup. Anyways, week five has come and gone without a bang, or maybe a goat. The Toronto Argonauts have officially named Doug Flutie a member of the all-time Argonauts, complete with his name hanging from the BMO rafters. Before the game, Doug and the entire 96-97 team signed autographs at the tailgate, and it was packed. And there's a bunch of pictures on CFL's Twitter feed. Wide receiver from the New York Giants, Brandon Marshall, was there to celebrate with Doug Flutie. And you could even get a Doug Flutie bobblehead named the all-time Argo.
Wow. Must suck for everybody else who's going to come up and do it. You're sorry, you're not Doug Flutie.
Yep. In Stampeders news, come tailgate with the 1992 Stamps. Fans can mingle with members of the Calgary Stampeders 1992 Grey Cup Championship team at the Legacy Tailgate, presented by Coors Light prior to Sunday's home game against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. From 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., Stamps alumni, there's a lot of names, so I'll just skip them. Admission is free with a game ticket. Any NFL teams ever have Legacy Tailgate parties with their fans? Any idea?
Not that I know of, but most of the legendary teams are millionaires.
Yeah, so there you go.
I don't really want to come back. I mean, there was, not necessarily tailgating, this past year or last season, I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they had the 89 Browns or 86 Browns there. I think it was 86 Browns, a handful of them, and they were there like signing autographs.
Oh, okay. That's not too shabby. In Alouettes news, slot back Nick Lewis becomes the fourth player in CFL history to notch 1,000 career receptions. That is huge. And he's probably on his way to pass the all-time leader in career receptions. He's basically a human tank of a tight end, and he's a great player to watch. And I hope he beats all the records in the next couple of years.
Has he been in Alouette for a long time? I don't recognize that name at all.
All right, Nick Lewis. He played for Calgary from 04 to 14 and the Alouettes since 2015 on.
There you go.
Right. Career receptions, 1,003 for 71 touchdowns and 13,387 yards. And there's still a whole lot of season to play. So there's a good chance he'll possibly go up to third, maybe even second by the end of the season. We'll see how the numbers are. Nissan Power Rankings. Stampeders still in first place. They're continuing their dominance, and they're looking unstoppable yet again this year. But looking unstoppable and having a 2-week bye week really didn't help them in the end, winning the Grey Cup. So we'll have to see this year. Moving up one spot are the Edmonton Eskimos from third to second. Moving up a spot as well are the BC Lions from fourth to third. They looked pretty good this week, so I'll continue from there. Up two spots are the Argonauts, with clinching the first place in the East by defeating the Red Blacks on Monday by a field goal. The Red Blacks just can't seem to follow through and get it done. Dropping three spots are the Red Blacks to fifth. They barely beat us by five, and then they lost to the Argos, so it's not looking great for them. Sixth place, we have the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who are down a spot from last week. Up two spots are the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who finally got a home win this week, so that's good for them. Moving down a spot, the Montreal Lions, we just can't seem to close our games. And in last place, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. CFL Easy Pick standings in association with StableWars.com. We have a three-way tie for first. We have Coignier West, Heavy Set, and DeMayer with 14.
Yeah.
In fourth place, we have Carp with 12. Fifth place, we have Coolio with 11. In sixth place, we have Mr. Old School with 10.
Yay.
And in seventh place, the Nightmare X with 1, as he has failed to make picks since week one.
Don't we always have this?
We do. We do. But I keep him there anyways, because I don't know why. So games this week. Starting Thursday, 27th at 8:30 p.m., we have the 2-3 Montreal Alouettes visiting the 2-2 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Blue Bombers are favored by 4.5. I'm going to start. I'm going to take Winnipeg. Okay, Mr. Heavyset.
Winnipeg.
And Mr. Old School.
Winnipeg.
All right. Continuing on the west coast of Canada, Friday at 9:30 p.m., we have the 4-1 BC Lions facing the undefeated 4-0 Edmonton Eskimos. The Eskimos are favored by 3.5. Let's start with Heavy Set.
Eskimos.
Mr. Old School.
Lions.
And the Eskimos for myself. Saturday at 6:30 p.m., we have the 3-2 Toronto Argonauts facing the 1-3 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Rough Riders are favored by 2.5. Mr. Old School.
Rough Riders.
I will take the Argos. And Mr. Heavy Set.
Argo, fuck yourself.
And finally, ending this entire West Coast base week in the CFL, we have the winless 0-4 Hamilton Tiger Cats facing the 3-1-1 Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders are favored by 12.5 points. We'll start with Heavy Set.
Goddamn Stamps.
I'm going to take the Stamps as well, Mr. Old School.
Stamps.
Perfect. And those are your picks for this week, folks. And everybody who's actually playing on Stable Wars has also made their picks, which is very nice. So no Twitter, as per usual. No emails either, because I guess just having 30-plus listeners a week isn't really paying off, but that's what it is. So at this point, let's
close. I think what close. You do is you should take some time off, and then you come back and try a new format on the show and see how long that – oh, no, never mind.
No. I'm not a quitter like other people on other shows on this network who quit their shows.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
When they get tired of it. Okay, Mr. Old School, plugs and final thoughts.
STFU Old School on Twitter. You can check out brand new podcast called Shut the Fuck Up. STFU.
Not that brand new. It's 30 weeks in, asshole.
On the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Shut the Fuck Up. Comedy banter at its best. Check it out.
That's a joke right there. Heavy Set, where can we locate you on the interwebs?
Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
I didn't think so.
At HeavySet330 on Twitter. You can find Wrestling Cheers at Wrestling Cheers. Should have a bunch more episodes coming out here soon. A lot of shows coming up with AIW and at least one more interview, if not more. The newly reformatted Hanging with Heavy is right here on the brand new Trending Topics Network, trying to do that as a weekly show where I just sit down in front of my laptop and I just talk for a good half hour to an hour about random topics, and I edit it so I don't sound like a complete idiot. But I'm working on the growth of that particular show, and maybe some particular segments. Might eventually do some social interaction, which you can either tweet me at my regular Twitter or at Hangin, Hangin, with Heavy. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with that.
Excellent. As for this show, from the brand new Trending Topics Network, we are at CFL Easy Picks, or you can catch us on cflEasyPicks@gmail.com. As well, we are in association with StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members. And for those who still pay attention to wrestling and want to win free DVDs, hey, why don't you come play some games on StableWars.com? Personally, for myself, I am at KillerCarpeDiem on the Twitter. And finally, at AllBeerInside or AllBeerInside@gmail.com. We are recording Friday, July 28th. Got some shit you want us to talk about? Come on, send it through. Sneak peek. Tournament of Death. Sneak peek. Tournament of Death. The Sean Bean edition. And that will do it for us here on CFL Easy Picks.
And then
see you guys next week.
Yeah, I know that you want to be Canadian, please. Even if in winter things tend to freeze, we got the world monopoly on trees, and our country's bordered by three different seas.
Yeah, I know that you want to be Canadian, please. We invented the zipper, we got expertise. We made insulin to combat disease. Yeah, I know that you want to be Canadian, please.
You find mounted Belize or go to the hospital and not pay fees. I know that you want to be Canadian, please.
And when fresh water's in high demand, we got the world's largest supply on hand. So you know that we can make a pretty good friend, but it's even better if you can. Step 3, live multiculturally. Step 4, you ready? There is no more. We got beavers, caribou, and moose. We got buffalo bears, a Canadian goose. And we're sorry about Celine Dion, but she did do that good song for James Cameron.